Morning. Let's begin. So we left off on in this red edition over here on page Ayin Zayin, the section that begins Hey. We actually read these first two lines. Va'amnam hisponin od shekmosha zrizos hi toledas ha'islatos hapanimi. The same way that zrizos is a manifestation of an internal passion, kein min hazrizos yivalit ha'islatos. So too, from zrizos, can you create passion? Meaning, hislatos literally means like lahat is a flame. So passion. V'hainu, kimisha margish asmo b'ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, kimo shuhu memaher tinu aso ha-chitzona, kein hu gorim she-tevair bo tinu aso ha-pnimis, kimo kein v'achishek v'achifetz yiskar b'bo v'yilech. Because we'll say again, the other Ramchal advances a very simple yisod. The same way that someone who goes ahead and does a mitzvah quickly, meaning in a behavioral, physical sense. So understand, when you engage in what we'll call behavioral zrizos, that goes ahead and creates a fire inside, essentially an internal zrizos, and the cheshek, a desire, a chifetz, a want, will go ahead and become very strong within him and grow. So we'll say, all the Ramchal is advancing over here is the concept of acharei ha-pe'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos, that ultimately we influence the people we are on the inside through the actions we do on the outside. And therefore, what the Ramchal says is, if I engage in physical zrizos, so a mitzvah opportunity comes my way, I run to it, even if inside I don't feel passionate about it, but external zrizos will go ahead and cause internal zrizos. He says, however, the opposite is also true. Ach im yisnahig bichvedos betinuas evarav. But if a person lives life with a general, here he calls heaviness, general heaviness, laziness, gam tinuas rucho tishka v'tichva. So we'll say same idea. If external zrizos creates internal zrizos, so to external laziness, it will call it external kvedos, is gorem creates internal kvedos. He says, "V'zed davar shani sanyadir." So we'll say this is also very, very important, because what Ramchal is also teaching us. And again, remember, this is not a chiddush. This many people subscribe to this idea. But what Ramchal is saying is that sometimes, in order to feel a certain way, you must begin by acting a certain way. And even though in the beginning, when you act that way, you don't feel that way, over time, sustained external behavior creates sustained internal realities. So if a person lives their life with physical zrizos, even if I don't feel passionate about my Judaism, passionate about my mitzvahs, or passionate about my God, but at least behaviorally, I push myself to be that way, the day will come when ultimately, internally, I will feel that way. It's an incredible yisod. But so you should know, I say this all the time, when a person, people often say, you know, I don't feel it. I just don't feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And look, that happens in life. That just happens. Relationship with God is like no other, is like every other relationship. There are peaks and there are valleys. So what do you do? And it's a strange advice, but what do you do when you don't feel connected to God? You push yourself to do even more. Because sometimes it's through the doing that creates the internal reality. Like, I'm sorry?
Like, just do it.
Good. Yesh chachma bagoyim. You see, there's wisdom in the nations. So he goes on. Va'amnam kvar yadata sha'anir tse yoser ba'avod ha-sabar yisbarach shemo hu chifetz ha-lev u'teshukas ha-neshama. And understood, it is, as we've already spoken about, that the most desirous part of Avodas Hashem is to have a desirous heart and a wanting soul. Meaning, the goal that we aspire to is that we not simply be behavioral Jews, but that ultimately, again, we create within ourselves a certain sense of internal desire and want. That's what we want to accomplish. That's what we want to have. Omer David HaMelech extols when he says, "Kayal tarog ala fiki mayim," just like the ayal, when it is literally, you know, it is grazing is the wrong word, but I guess drinking on the streams of water. Kein nafshi tarog elecha Elokim. so too my soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearns for you, pines for you. Sama nafshi lelokim, my soul is thirsty for you. Lekel chai, to the living God. Masai aval ve'ira p'nei elokim, when will I finally be able to come and to see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nichvisa v'gam kalsa nafshi l'chatzaros Hashem. Tzama l'cha nafshi kema l'cha besari. So what Ramchal is pointing out is that obviously the idea over here, the highest level, what we aspire to is a soulful connection. I want not just, so again, obviously we use the physicality as a means to create, we use behavior as a means to create internal spiritual realities. But that's what we want. I want the neshama dika connection. I want a desire. I want a passion. I want to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ulam, ha'adam ha'sha'in ha'chem da'azaz lohed this bokarai. We're supposed to listen to this. So this is very nice. Can you imagine? This is what we all aspire to. I want my soul to yearn for God. I want my soul, I don't want to struggle to do it. I actually want to desire it with every core of my being. And Chal says, okay, that's wonderful, but let's say I'm not there yet. So let's say my soul is not on fire. I'm not passionate. I know intellectually that I want it, but I don't feel that intense passion. How do you create passion? Through how do you create internal spiritual passion? Through physical zrizos. Through physical zrizos. Yizdar is birtono. Kedeshi mashech mizeshet yivalid bo achem da beteva. Ki atnua hachitzona ma'oreres hapnimis. Because external action awakens internal realities. Ubevadei sheyoser mesura biyado hi hachitzona me'apnimis. And it is understood that Rabosa, you can't, listen to how profound this is. You can't necessarily control how you feel, but you can absolutely control how you behave. Well, this is incredible, incredible. And by the way, I just want to point out, this is not just true in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is true in marriage. This is true in every single life relationship. People want a passionate and loving and dedicated marriage. Wonderful. So start with beautiful, loving behaviors. And beautiful, loving behaviors our gorim, internal feelings of it. This is probably one of the most incredible yisodos.
It's the gestures.
The gestures, 100%. 100%. But it's not just the gestures vis-a-vis the other. It's the fact that those gestures, they change me. But if you use the abilities that you have at hand, if you use that which you do have power over, i.e. your behaviors, you will come to influence those things that you don't have behavior over, i.e. how you feel inside. Because the internal simcha, the internal desire, will awaken within. Also, with the Yavosai say again, because it will awaken. Because obviously what will end up happening is, so the behavioral passion will go ahead and awaken an internal passion. This is what the Navi said. Let us go ahead and understand. How do we come to understand God? Nirdefa. The only way that could happen is if we run after it. V'kasov, acharei Hashem yelchu ka'arye yishag. Go ahead and follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and roar like a lion. So we'll say what comes out over here. So remember, just to summarize this chapter, and I think this is very profound, with all profound chapters. But this, I think, has incredible significance to us. So the idea over here is, first of all, there are two different types of zrizos. So zrizos number one is zrizos, we'll call it pre-actional zrizos. What's pre-actional zrizos? That when you have an opportunity to do something, grab it. Grab it. That's the classic form of zrizos. The second form of zrizos is how, what we'll call, mid-actions zrizos. So what's mid-actions zrizos? Once you've started something, finish it. Finish it. Because what happens? The more time you allow to elapse. Also, remember, I have to tell you, I've seen this before, and I don't know why yesterday when we did it, it hit me so profoundly. The Ramchal says, remember, When you start something, finish it. Why? Because otherwise, that's when all the delays come in. And as soon as the delays come in, what does a person begin to say? Ah, it's not that important. I don't really have to do it. And I've also remembered that Ramchal says, psychologically, why does a person begin to do that? So what if we do this to ourselves in life? Right? We go out and we start something that was very important to us. Then time goes by, and then we try to like kind of like get out of it a little bit. You know, it's not so important. They don't really need to do it. And then Ramchal says, you know why we do that? It's called fear. Because we're scared we're going to fail. We're scared that once we take something on, oh my gosh, this is a huge undertaking. Am I really going to be able to do it? And we're very inherently scared of failure. And because we're scared of failure, instead, I don't want to say I'm scared of failure. So instead, what do I say? Not so important. Not so important. You know, I made a mistake. Maybe I don't really have to do this. Therefore, the Ramchal says, you have to go ahead. When you start something, you need to finish it. And you need to finish it as quickly as humanly possible. Because if not, life gets in the way. And more important, the process of self-sabotage that is motivated by fear gets in the way. And what we see today, the Ramchal says, is that ultimately the goal in life is to have behavioral zrizos and internal zrizos. Internal zrizos is translated as passion for everything we do in Avodas Hashem, because that's our goal, I will say. Our goal is not simply to serve God, but our goal is to serve God with incredible passion and incredible hislavos, incredible hislatos. But how do you create passion? And the answer is emotional, internal, spiritual passion is only created through behavioral passion. And behavioral passion is created through zrizos. If I become a behavioral zoriz, I will become an internal spiritual zoriz as well. And Ramchal says, it's as simple as that. Physical behaviors will set the pattern ultimately for who I am spiritually. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Parak Ches on Monday.